And welcome back to
Knit One,
Sip Two.
We're your hosts,
Rin
and Alyssa.
And today, what are we drinking, Alyssa?
We are drinking
a bottle of wine.
Woo woo.
Because we have big news.
We do. It's very big news.
But we're not there yet. We'll save it for hot gossip.
Guess you'll have to wait a while.
Gotta listen to the episode to get our secrets.
And they're pretty juicy.
They actually are.
They are.
Very big news on my end.
Little do you know.
But tonight we're drinking the Barefoot Sweet Red Blend that goes for about $6 and is delicious and has sparkles on the bottle.
Because we're broke.
And it's pretty decent wine.
It is pretty decent. It's not bad.
And we're college students, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too bad. So what are you working on?
I am working on a shawl that I ripped out. It was one that I had started in back at, well, I guess I had done it last episode too, so I don't need to redo all the spiel, but I'm still working on it, and it's going pretty well, actually. I'm really happy with it.
Yeah, it's really cute.
I'm almost done. I only have like 20,000 more repeats.
Not too bad.
It's horrible. What are you working on today, Alyssa?
I am stress knitting.
Yeah?
I'm just knitting and...
Because of life.
Yep, because of life. Just knitting, seeing where it goes, and then I'll probably unravel it and use it for something else.
Yep.
But it's fine.
No, I love it. You're doing great, sweetie.
I'm doing awesome. Living this life.
Love it.
Oh.
Well.
So do you have a would you rather question?
I actually have a very special would you rather question. A couple episodes back, we had very special guests.
Yes, guests they haunt us.
On our podcast, which was our boyfriends. But tonight, my boyfriend chose our Would You Rathers.
So neither of us have seen any of them.
Yeah, so it's like a surprise Would You Rather. And I feel like we should do this more often.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Let us know what you think about it.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens after we read them.
All right. Alyssa. This has nothing to do with the toilet.
No, I think he was talking to mine because he told me I could change it if I didn't like it.
He said mine, though. Oh, my God. You're going to laugh.
Okay.
Alyssa, would you rather enthusiastically, yeah, celebrate Thanksgiving on a daily basis or New Year's Eve on a daily basis?
New Year's Eve, because I don't like turkey.
Thanksgiving, bitch.
No. Finally, we disagree.
No, I love Thanksgiving.
But
I hated New Year's Eve because I had to work at a bar.
I love Thanksgiving for the sides, but since I don't ever get what I want,
really go for some cranberry sauce and stuffing right now.
I love stuffing.
I have to make stuffing.
When I was at my boyfriend's house this weekend, I tried this strawberry mule at one of the restaurants we went to, and I kept drinking it, and I felt like an idiot because I was like, why does this taste like my mom's homemade stuffing with strawberries? And I was just very, very perplexed by the concept that it tasted like stuffing until I read the ingredients, and it had like basil and stuff in it.
What was this?
A strawberry mule. Ooh. It was actually pretty good. Once you got past that part, it wasn't that bad.
Good.
It was pretty good. But I think it was more of a, I need to know what this tastes like, so I'm going to keep drinking it until it's gone.
Oh, okay.
Rather than it was like, oh, this is so good, I could drink this forever. It is mine.
Oh, gosh dang, I was like, I guess it's kind of involved about a toilet.
Are you ready? Because I'm not ready.
Okay.
Would you rather
mm-hmm.
lick the inside of a used toilet plunger or the inside of a football player's jock strap?
I say veto. Let's flip the page. That's nasty. Never going to choose it again. My goodness. Just flip to the other side.
Would you rather suck fresh milk directly from the udder of a cow or drink store-bought milk 2 days after it's gone bad?
Store-bought milk.
You don't want to suck a cow udder?
No. Gross.
I think I agree with you there. That is pretty nasty.
Oh my gosh. There was one point in my vegetarianism, because I talked about it recently, that I got so grossed out by milk. I wouldn't drink anything that had, like, milk in it, because it just, like, it came out of a cow. It just really disgusted me. Like, cow breasts. Like, it came out of cow breasts.
Have you ever milked a cow?
No. And I don't really want to.
This is my reasoning behind why I would not drink it from the cow udder, is because it's warm.
Ugh.
Like, not even, like, slightly warm. It's, like, hot.
Ugh. Ew.
Yes.
No, but, like, I would go full-on crazy. Like, anytime my boyfriend would come over, Sam, and he really loves milk.
It's very unhealthy.
It's really gross. He's also lactose intolerant, but
he's in denial.
Yep. Anyways, I would put, like, my vegan soy milk into a milk container that I've washed out. I was a bit insane, but, like, it was the only way I could get myself to drink it.
You know, nothing wrong with that. You gotta do what you gotta do. So, are you ready for our topic?
Well, first, we're going...
We're just going to go...
refill our wine glasses.
Maybe check to make sure the milk is actually milk and not soy milk.
I swear it's milk.
The usual, you know, typical things.
What people do.
So here's a word from our sponsors. Are you ready for our topic?
Alyssa, what's our topic tonight?
Our topic is... Where'd it go? It's gone. Okay. Should drug use be treated as a mental health issue rather than a criminal offense? And I feel like I usually start these off, so you can start this one off.
Oh, I feel like I usually start them off.
I feel like you usually ask me, like, a starter question.
Okay. Well, do you want to ask me a starter question?
What is your opinion on this topic?
I think it should be. But in, to a point.
Yes.
To a point. Like, the people who run cartels, they might be addicted to the drugs, but, you know, stuff like that. But, and I don't think marijuana should be illegal, in all honesty. That's where I'm at. Where are you at, Alyssa? It's also very late tonight, so...
It is late. We've been...
And we've had classes all day, and we've been busy doing surprise all day.
Yes. Remember, keep listening, and you'll find out what the surprise is. But I think I agree with you, because it's commonly talked about that addiction is a more of a mental health issue rather than...
It really is.
It's not like, I chose to be addicted to this. But yes, you might have chosen to try something.
And a lot of people with, like, sorry to cut you off, but, like, a lot of people with depression or anxiety, they're already predisposed to become addicted just because of the way the brain is made up.
And also there's genetics that play into that also.
I'm not sure if I buy into the genetics.
I do, because it comes kind of back to like the nurture versus nature topic kind of thing. If you grow up, this obviously isn't like as hardcore because it's legal, but like if you grow up around somebody who drinks and drinks and drinks, you're around it a lot, it's more likely that you'll either give in to that when you get older or you'll just kind of distance yourself from it.
I think it's all to a certain degree.
I agree. I think this is very...
to a degree. That's got to be the key words tonight.
Yeah. But that I think of, like, yes, it's, like, your choice to try something, but it's not really your choice to get addicted to it. And, like, I feel like one time trying something shouldn't have to, like, ruin the rest of your life.
Yeah. But I also don't think that these people... like, I know there's a lot of, like, Vice documentaries. And I know, like, Vice News isn't always the best place to get your sources and everything. But they have interesting videos. I know sometimes they'll follow, like, a heroin addict, you know, like, around for a year. Like, check back up on a year. And, you know, like, the person's, like, 19, 20, like, younger than us, which is surprising. And, you know, he's homeless now, all because he tried heroin once at a party, and he's being looked at by the cops when his situation shouldn't really be criminalized, I think. And I know there's been studies done, and I can't remember what country. I want to say like Sweden or something, Norway. I can't even remember which country though. But maybe it was Germany, maybe not Germany. I can't remember. One of those countries, they did and I think Canada's thinking about going that way last I heard, but they decriminalized drug offenders or like people who use drugs, and they provide people to go around and, you know, hand out clean needles and, you know, swabs, like alcohol swabs and everything like that, so that they can, and they also provide resources for them to get help if they would like it, just so that it's a safer environment.
Yeah, and I feel like it's kind of hard to get the help you need here because it's such a negative, 100% negative, like, topic.
And if you come back from it, people are going to be like, oh, are you okay?
Right.
And they're like, did you get your chip today? And, like, just very... they treat you like you're fragile.
Right. And which I'm not a big fan of.
No, I mean, I don't think you should really treat anybody like that. Give the person room to say when, you know, just be a normal human being until somebody says otherwise.
Right.
Like, that's kind of my biggest issue. But, I mean, I guess we're not really talking if it should be decriminalized, but I think it is truly a mental health issue.
I agree with that. I think like 90% of the time, probably something like that. I feel like it's more of a mental health thing than I'm a big and bad and, you know, send me to jail.
I also think that the jails could be reformed to help people like that. Because yes. Most people who have committed a serious enough crime to go in there, they can't get the counseling they need and the therapy, at least in the United States. I know other countries have done a lot better in rehabilitating their prisoners and helping with all of those.
And this is something we've both like watched. We've seen videos and documentaries on these.
Research and classes and stuff.
Right. Because we talked about it in my class last semester too. I think ours was like in Norway or something that we watched.
Norway, I think. Yeah, because I remember at least watching one video of, like, he's sentenced to life, but he can have the weekend off to go spend with his family.
Right.
And the prison is very chill. It's not hardcore, like how here in America you hear somebody
it's not like a
prison
torture.
And, you know,
it's not like a ruin your life thing.
Yes, it's changing.
It's more of a rehab thing.
Yeah. And they also have, like, their own rooms.
Like, they can get, like, dorms. Jobs. that actually pay them
and can help their families.
Right.
Too. Yeah.
And I think, like in the video, they could pretty much do whatever they wanted as long as they were stayed in the area that they were, like,
and respected one another.
Right.
Guards. Yeah. So I think America just still has such a long way to come.
I definitely agree.
Just in our mentality.
Because if we had stuff like that, then I feel like a lot of times if it's a drug offense, it's usually repeated.
Yes.
Like if they get released, it's repeated. But I feel like if we did this way that the other countries are doing with their prison systems and everything,
yeah,
I feel like we could really narrow down the like repeat offenses for drugs. So even if they weren't decriminalized, I feel like there could
be help them.
Right.
I remember reading about one study that was done, and it was kind of like put into test, something like that. And it would be criminalized, and they would have to go, like, first-time offenders would have to go in front of a judge. But then they, like, instead of, like, parole or something, they had mandatory counseling, like, 3 or 4 times a week for, like, X amount of weeks to help, you know, kind of with the problem. Or I guess they were given the choice, you can either go to jail or you can get help for your problem. And almost all of them, I think, chose get help for the problem.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, there's of course always, you know, the second time offender, third time offender, you know, like all those repeats. But it was far and few between. So that I can't remember where I read that at. I think it was in the same country, something like that. But it was very interesting to read about. And just that practice in general, like not treating them like criminals and just doing like any other kind of like, oh, you have depression. So, you know, you're going to go talk to your therapist and you're going to be able to
figure it out, you know?
Yeah. And I know not everybody's going to see that way. And I know we go to a very liberal college and we live in a liberal town and, you know, we are kind of more modern thinkers right now. But yeah. So not everybody's going to see eye to eye with this because I know like,
which is fine because we understand that everybody has different views on things, which is why we talk about more controversial type topics.
Just so that we can have a way to put our opinions out into the world and broaden other people's horizons.
Right. And we enjoy hearing your guys' opinions also about these topics.
But what do you think a person from the opposing side, what do you think their reasoning would be? To keep it, you know, they go to jail. Or, you know, they go to jail so they can get help, but they get help through jail.
It can be dangerous to people around you. And then also, like, there's the concept where it can be really harmful also, like, mentally and emotionally. So, like,
just going to jail?
No, I mean, like, if they are using drugs and it's, like, illegal, if they're in prison, they're not going to have the drugs. They're, you know, type thing. That's like
they're gonna go through an improper withdrawal,
right? And
their bodies more.
Where if they were out, I feel
at
like
a
there's
rehab or something,
right? They have like more opportunities to continue their path.
Can we also talk about how rehabs are classist, real quick? Like, you always hear about the Hollywood star, he, you know, got caught using drugs or whatever. And so they go to this rehab and, you know, like 6 months later, they come out and they're all healed and whole and they do yoga and blah, 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 blah. And then there's rehabs, you know, like in cities that are really expensive for normal people, you know, and most drug addicts, I'm just saying from like my viewpoint right now, like they just don't have a lot of money, so they can't afford to be there. Or if they can get into like a free one, if there is such a thing, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm. It's not really beneficial.
It's not going to help them. And that's just awful.
And kind of what kills me is that, like, when you look at the celebrities and stuff,
they get by with it.
Everyone's like, oh, good. They're going to rehab. Good for them. They're such a good person. They're so strong.
Person on the corner who's been struggling, you know, like,
it's always like, oh.
Well, they decided to put that needle in the arm. Pretty little teen girl decided to put the needle in her arm, too.
Like, right.
What are you thinking?
That I think that's, like, the biggest thing that drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Is that they hold celebrities on such high pedestals when even if they do something that's wrong or and do something the same as us.
How the government holds them.
Right.
Too. Like, they're not going to send them to jail over having a joint.
Right.
Where, you know, a black kid on the corner, if he even smelled like weed, he would probably go to jail.
Right. It's pretty messed up.
It's just really awful.
I mean, I think it's very sad.
Sucky. I feel like that's a good word for yes. America, right?
Sucky.
Sucky. We're disappointed in ourselves.
Very
At
true.
At least our generation.
Right, right. Our generation's like, woohoo.
Yeah.
Golden years.
I wanted to make a pee-pee joke.
A pee-pee joke?
The golden years. Because they were pee-pee. Obviously, no. That's so bad. That was a bad joke. It's also like 10:30 our time. Something like that. Is there anything else you would like to say on this topic?
I'm just worried that we're going to talk it to death and talk around in circles if we keep discussing it.
Have we missed anything, you think?
I mean, we didn't really talk about what happens when somebody who's getting treated for their mental health gets addicted to, those kind of drugs.
So what do you think about that?
I just think it's sad. That something that's supposed to help them is causing them harm.
I'm in a abnormal psych class right now, so it's going a lot more in depth than what any of my other psych or soc classes have ever gone into before.
Right, and it's been a couple of years since I've taken that.
Yeah, but it's really interesting. And my professor, he's kind of teaching us the belief, like, therapy before medication.
Right, and that's what I was taught when I took the class also.
You know, the therapy is going to be more beneficial than medication because almost all of the medication you have to get on for mental health is addicting in some form or fashion. Like, there's a medicine you can't be on for more than 72 hours or you will get addicted.
Right.
Why is that still a medicine? That's not a medicine at that point. Throw the recipe in the trash.
Right. The recipe.
Throw that recipe in the trash.
Just pour all these minerals and stuff into a cauldron and mix it up. Oof, poof, pill.
So that can be a title. Drug recipes. We're going to get tagged. What do you think about it, though? Because I just talked kind of more about mine, and I know it's sad, but
I mean, I don't think.
Do you think that therapists and psychologists, they should be held at more account? Held more accountable?
I think so. I mean, there are some cases where it's like, okay, they have to be medicated.
Yes, like schizophrenics.
Yes.
But if it's a mild bout of depression.
Oh, I do not believe in that kind of stuff.
Or what about like mild anxiety? Because I know of people who have been on medication for so long, they think they can't live without the medication, but they also don't go to therapy. So it's a very fine balance. Like you can, because, okay, this is the last one. So when I was younger, I had like in my teenage years, I had depression. I mean, believe it or not, you know, most teens get depressed. But instead of taking me to like a therapist or something, I was taken to a doctor, like my family practitioner. And I don't think that was necessarily the right move because it was saying, you have a problem, so pills are going to fix it.
Right.
Not, you have a problem, so let's go to talk about it.
And kind of so you like can figure out how to deal with it rather than like mute it.
Yeah. So I think like doctors, people who are not trained specifically in psychology, I don't think they shouldn't have the ability to prescribe medications for depression or anxiety or anything like that.
Right.
Like, if you want to go fix that, you need to go to a specialist. You don't go to a mechanic to fix your phone.
Really? You don't?
I mean, I don't. You might. Most people do not. I can't believe you take your phone to get fixed at a mechanic.
Who knew it was so beneficial for me? It's been a long day, guys, okay?
It's been so long. So horribly long.
That has been. But do you have any closing comments about this?
America needs to be better.
I second that.
Yeah. I also really like your pants.
Thank you. They're soft, too.
They're all off.
They are all off. I got them for Christmas.
Do you have any closing remarks?
I don't think so. Just sucks. That's it. Sucks.
Sucks. Sucks so hard.
It really does. 'Okay, so the next segment is What the Knit.
What the Knit.
I think there's an echo in here.
A fast echo.
So why are you knitting this week?
Well, should I tell him?
Nope, no, I don't think it's your time.
You don't think it's my time?
Nope, I think it's hot gossip.
Okay. Well, this week I am knitting because my cat made me think he was throwing up this morning or dying or something. So I jump out of bed at 6 o'clock and he's perfectly fine.
Well, at least he's okay.
Well, I was quite mad because I was all cozy in bed and like half asleep, half awake, you know, like. How you are in between alarms.
Right.
You might not know. Usually sleep through yours.
That's why I set so many, though. Because eventually I wake up. Just it might be the last one. And it's like, oh, I have to leave right this moment.
30 minutes after your last one.
But even then, I still have time. Because I leave 30 minutes early from my house than I have to. I got it all. I got the backup plans, you know?
I get you. No, but I didn't have to be at class until 10 this morning, and he woke me up at 6. That's why I was so productive.
That is so rude.
It was awful. Why do you knit this week? I'm not going to miss that.
No.
Why do you knit this week, Alyssa?
Okay, so I've been holding on to this one in my back pocket for over a week. So, like, okay, so think, like, the day we recorded the episode for last week.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that day.
No, seriously?
That's how long I've had this What the Knit.
Oh, my gosh.
And it blew my mind. And my family wasn't as amused. But I am just crazy about it, okay?
Oh. I saw the squirrel again today.
No.
I did. He was eating some cheese.
I swear, I look for the squirrel every day.
He's always outside of my building. Like, my department's building.
And I'm over there.
Hmm.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. He's only there at like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock.
Not that at that time.
Yeah. He's a really cool squirrel. He has a girlfriend.
I know, you told us this.
He was eating some cheese today with her.
Cute. Yeah. Like a little date.
Yeah.
Picnic.
Okay, what was your what the name?
I was on the Face Pages and I was doing a little scroll.
Face Pages.
Facebook.
What?
And so I saw this video and it was somebody inserting Coke, not like the drug, but like Coca-Cola into a watermelon and then just slicing it up. But it was like hitting us with like a bunch of facts. You were here. I was at your house and Sam was there. And I was just watching this video and you might have been at work or something, probably. But it said something about watermelon being both a fruit and a vegetable. So I looked at Sam and I was like, is watermelon a fruit or a vegetable? And he's like, and he like looked at me like it was a trick question. And I was like, he's like, a fruit, I think. So I had to look it up. And what I found, I was not disappointed. Okay.
What is it?
The watermelon is the official vegetable of, I want to say it's Oklahoma.
Weird. I think Sam mentioned this to me sometime in conversation.
Well, I texted
him. I swear he did, because that sounds very familiar. Like, within the past week, he must have told me that.
Like, because I have tried not to tell you for a week, just so I can tell you now.
Maybe it was you who accidentally
said it. It might have been like, me. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I had, like, sent it in my family group chat, and I was like, guys. And then my mom.
I think that's when you told me.
Probably. And then my mom literally responded, and she was like, okay. Like, not even, like, spelling it out. Just, okay. And I was like, oh, okay. I guess that's fine.
I think it was you who
told me. It probably was. I'm not but good at keeping secrets.
Like I am. Hot gossip.
Hot gossip.
Hot gossip.
Hot gossip.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I have to go first?
You're going first. I'm just smiling over here very sneakily.
Yep, because the secret's big. It's a big un.
Big un.
Okay, so my hot gossip is I went to do something this weekend that was different than I usually do. Okay.
Wow.
So I went to my boyfriend's house because we were having like a little going away, get together type thing with his family because he leaves to go to basic training here in like a week, and he has drill next weekend, so I won't see him before then or anything. So we had like a little going away thing, and he was like, oh, let's go paintballing. And I'm like, no. And it worked out in my favor because I really did not want to go paintballing. And then we ended up going to Topgolf instead.
Mm-hmm. How was it? I've never been to one.
Honestly, I wasn't expecting it to be as fun as it was, but it's really fun because, like, we're in golf, like the game, you try to get as little points as possible, where here you're just like hitting them. And they have like these little microchips in them that kind of tell you where it lands, so it keeps score for you. And it's like not very expensive either. And so that was really fun. And I did not come in last, but I did not come in first. I was somewhere in the middle both times, so honestly, can't complain too much. It wasn't too bad.
No, that's really cool. I know Sam's done it before, and I want to do it, but I've heard there can usually be a big wait.
Sometimes. We waited an hour and a half, but they do have
like
a restaurant, and you can drink the whole time.
Yeah.
And then like everything, if you would get your bay, would open up and you're like at the restaurant or something, you can literally just pick up your stuff and take it to your bay and they'll just transfer your tab.
Yeah.
So it wasn't too bad. We only had to wait an hour and a half.
That's not bad, though.
But it also depends on how.
You have to wait like 3 hours.
Oh, well, it also kind of depends on when you go and how new it is. The one we went to had only been open for like a week or two, I think. So it was really busy, but it was also Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it cut it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also reserve them some days, just not every day. But anyway, that was my hot gossip. Do you have some juicy hot gossip for us?
Nah.
Okay. Well, that's it, guys. I do. Thanks for listening.
No, I have some big hot gossip. I'm moving.
Yay!
Staying in the same town, but I'm going to be about a mile further away from Alyssa. Total. Half a mile.
Since it goes kind of sideways, it's probably about a half a mile.
Yeah. But we're moving out of our apartment and into a house. And in this house, I will have a specific room for the podcast studio.
Which means you guys will get better quality content.
And videos.
And videos. Hopefully. Once we get a camera.
Once we figure it out.
Eh. Bear with us for a minute.
In like a year.
It's fine.
But if you would like videos faster, you can support us through Patreon or Anchor at Knit1Sip2.
And then you could get videos. You could see our fun little setup we got going on here. I thought there was a spider over there.
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to have a panic attack and die right here on this podcast.
Died. That spider came back to haunt us. We've been moving me all day.
We have.
Basically.
Pretty much all day.
Going to classes and eating pizza.
Right.
It's been a rough day.
It has been. And like, I injured my arm at some point this weekend, and they're like, here, carry this. And I'm like, it's been kind of rough.
We've been giving you light stuff.
You have been. You have been. It's just with my arm, if I touch anything, even, it like sends pain through it. So I don't know what's happening.
It's not funny.
It's not normal.
Oh my gosh.
But I can handle it. No pain, no gain. Am I right?
Nah.
Oh, I must be wrong. Okay, good. Good.
You've always been wrong.
If you had to choose one thing about your house, your new house, that is your very favorite thing, what would it be?
Oh gosh, my one favorite thing?
Yep. I have an idea of what it might be.
Is it one thing that I hopped through today? I did a weird hop skip.
I don't remember. It's been a long day.
I like the mood of my office / our podcast studio because it's really cool. I don't like the carpet in it.
It's fine.
But I like that it has a little nook for me to do my writing.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
What did you? Oh, I know what you're going to say.
What?
Say, and then I'm going to ask you your favorite.
I thought you were going to say the kitchen.
I do like
because
the kitchen,
it's bigger and there's spaces for your
like
stuff.
I also like the archway.
Oh, yeah. You did archway. Have like a nice thing about the archway.
Yeah. What is your absolute favorite thing about my new house?
The fact that I kind of get my own bathroom.
I mean, it's on a whole other floor,
but it's fine.
I told you could put shampoo in there.
Yeah, which is really exciting because it's just kind of awkward to shower because there's only one bathroom. We're like, what if someone has to pee? But either that or the fact that we actually will have a designated studio spot for the podcast.
And we're getting like a couch for it and just space. I also like that I have technically two closets.
You do.
And it's amazing because they're really cool closets.
Fun fact, we found out that Ren doesn't actually have as many shoes as we thought she did.
So I have room to buy more shoes.
Yes.
Very wonderful today.
Great day.
Are you ready for a crafty facty?
I am ready for a crafty facty. Are you ready for a crafty facty?
Yes. All right. Are you ready for this?
I think so.
So since we're doing drugs, we have a crafty facty about drugs today. Artists. A lot of the famous ones were on drugs.
Obviously.
So one of my favorites is actually Vincent Van Gogh, or I guess I learned how to pronounce it from like British shows, but Van Gogh.
Yeah. Okay. Every time you've said that within the past hour, I've cringed a little bit inside.
I like it so much better because Doctor Who said Van Gogh. And I'm like, oh yes, Doctor Who, please. But so he apparently really liked absinthe and digitalis, which I don't know what digitalis is. Let's look at it.
Oh, it's a flower.
Oh, it looks like it can be like an opium or something. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Anyways, fun fact about absinthe. Have you ever tried it?
Have I ever tried it?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, in the bar we have a cool trick where we actually will have like an ounce of absinthe under, okay, so we'll have a glass, a small rocks glass of absinthe. We put like this very special spoon on it and two white sugar cubes. We pour the absinthe pour over the sugar cubes on the spoon that has like holes on it, kind of like a strainer. Then we light it on fire. And so the sugar will drip down. And it's, I personally enjoy absinthe after a meal.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had it.
I also like black licorice.
Bleh.
Weird. I didn't know I liked it until I tried a sip of absinthe and I was like, oh. And then I've like been eating some black licorice lately and I'm like, it's actually pretty good. I also like pineapple on my pizza.
Which was really good. And I'm very happy that we get pizza kind of frequently so that I get pineapple on pizza.
But Sam limits my pizza intake.
Until he's not around and we get pizza.
I'm not going to live 400 feet away from my favorite pizza place.
That's true.
It did take them 50 minutes to deliver tonight.
It did. We could have driven there and gotten it.
But it was easier to stay in the new house.
It was.
It's a very nice house.
It is. It's very roomy, very big.
Anyways, where can the people find us, Alyssa?
You can find us on Facebook at
Knit One Sip Two, like our page.
You can find us on Twitter at
Knit One Sip Two for cool tweets every day.
You can find us on Instagram at
Knit One Sip Two _ podcast for cute pictures of our fake tattoos. I don't know where I was going. I'm so tired.
And don't forget to support us on
Patreon at Knit One Sip Two podcast.
And if you're listening on Anchor, you can go ahead and support us on here also.
Yep. And either way, we're always thankful for all of our listeners.
Right. And we're still collecting questions, concerns, comments,
weird stories,
opinions
on our opinions of others' opinions.
You know, the good stuff.
But we do want to shout out a couple of our listeners who have sent us emails or direct messages.
We got a very entertaining story from Mark the other day, and we're super excited to share that with you.
If you are listening on Anchor, you can send us voice messages, which are super cool.
We had our first one of those, last week? Yeah. And that was very interesting.
That was really cool.
Because you guys sit here and listen to us, so it's pretty cool to hear you talk to us also.
Yeah. Also, thank you to Zoe for emailing us a question.
Super excited to answer that one. It's pretty entertaining.
And thank you to Anthony.
Woo, go Anthony.
Thanks, guys.
Really appreciate it. And don't forget, you can also send all of this stuff to our email address.
At?
knit1sip2podcast@gmail.com.
Beautiful. Great work.
Great. Awesome.
Phenomenal. I have a cord stuck in between my toes.
It's so late right now. You guys don't even know.
We also had a full day of classes.
And moving. And moved
for like 8 hours.
So it's been a long day. So we'll leave you on that. Don't forget to hit us up.
Yep.
And we'll talk at you next week.
Yeah, guys. We'll talk at you.
All right.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Bye.